front says play fast one. Well, I saw you all in the front row looking at his hands the whole time. Who are you kidding? Are you gonna go home and do that?
Did you guys get that?
But it is funny. You'll never tire of watching this and that to do that. Amazing. Totally.
I'm pretty worn out.
What's that?
I'm pretty tired now. My daughter is 4 years old, and when I was taking her to school a couple weeks ago, and this fast bluegrass thing came on, the satellite radio channel we had up there, and it was an instrumental, and it was going pretty fast. I turned it up, and as I was turning it up, I said, "Hey, Lily, this is fast bluegrass." And she says, "Daddy, if you turn it down, will it get slower?"
This is really learning at an early age, that connection between fast and loud.
That's why I told her, people have been trying to do that for years.
Here's one I learned in Scotland some years ago. I was playing at a festival in a little town called Irvine in Western Scotland. We were playing at the various pubs and other settings. And one of the places we played was at an old folks' home. And it was a typical, what you would think of as a typical Scottish gray stone building. And stone floors, stone everything. It was a gray, kind of stony, drizzly day, and most of the folks were in wheelchairs, and they brought them into the big common room and had large, it's kind of cathedral ceiling like this, real echoey. And they're amazing people. I mean, first of all, had these beautiful plaid blankets on their laps, and incredible bushy gray eyebrows and bushy gray mutton chops. And I won't even begin to describe the men, but but anyway, this guy, Alistair Anderson, is a really great concertina player, played the solo air, a very slow, beautiful air, and these folks were in tears and humming along, and it just seemed like it was this thing that was, you know, in their ancient soul and went way back. It turns out, I found out later that it was, they knew it, they all knew it because it was used as a theme on a television show in the 60s. So it burst my bubble, but on the other hand, it is a beautiful old Scottish air that was kind of, you know, co-opted for television. So it's a great tune nonetheless. It's called The Dark Island.